Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm having problems with this telephone. Might have to dial in on another number. I tell you, I thought I had it fixed, but I don't know because I'm not even getting a sound. Amen. Amen. I'm having problems with my telephone, but I give God the glory. Amen. Praise God. Nobody know. Amen. Praise God. What we're going to go through in the span of a day's time, I always tell people that. Amen. Praise God. I'm just glad it's nothing tragic. Amen. And nothing that cannot be resolved. And that's the way it is with everything. If we take it to God in prayer, He's the only one that can resolve these issues. Amen. Praise God. And I'm not talking about a simple telephone problem, but issues with our home, children and family, praise God, and whatever's going on. He's the only one that can resolve them. And I have decided to take everything in prayer to the Most High God, to the God that created the heavens and earth, that gave me, amen, a right to live. He wouldn't have created me and then gave purpose to my life if he had not wanted me to be here in this earth. And that's what I look at, him. Everything else I know, you know, is going to fail and pass away. But for him to have chosen me and put me in this earth, I got to be here for a reason, and I want to fulfill his will and his purpose, amen, without any delay or any hindrance. So my thoughts is what's going to make my life much more effective if I can just only keep my thoughts on him. You know, the Bible say God will keep our minds in perfect peace. Amen. I was literally in perfect peace. His mind stayed on him. Praise God. And so if I can keep my mind on him instead of, you know, on the situations that surround me, I'll be much better off. My thoughts sometimes, and I know your thoughts as well, can get in the way of the will of God. When we go through so many pressures in life, we tend to want to hurry up and resolve them. And God can see that there is something out there that that he has to take care of because it's a spiritual thing. And he wants our thoughts to be whereas they're not interfered. Amen. Praise God. By what we see or what we imagine. Amen. Praise God. But what a man that he's doing for us, praise God. So we just praise him, amen, and we bless him, amen, for his will. I want to pray for our thoughts today because our thoughts have been tampered with for many a years, amen, on many occasions, amen, praise God. When we thought we had it all the way made up, amen, praise God, and thought that we had gotten the victory. Excuse me. It turned around and we messed up because we wouldn't wait. The Bible said that my thoughts are not his thoughts, praise God. And God thinks all the way totally different when situations come and what he has planned for us. He thinks all the way different. So we're going to ask God to allow us to be disciplined in our thoughts today. our thoughts can cause us to, what the older generation would say, run amok. It can literally mess up our whole entire lives. Amen. Praise God. We can think one way and, amen, most of those thoughts are negative and wicked, and they come from the enemy anyway. So the Bible tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Praise God. And I say all day long, because the enemy will have you thinking crazy all day long. So I want to praise him today. Amen. And ask him to let this mind that I have in me be like the mind of Christ Jesus, because we're supposed to be, you know, our passions should be so like Jesus that everything else around us, amen, don't matter. Amen, praise God. When the enemy come in like a flood, it don't matter, because we know that, amen, praise God, we got the mind of Christ, and if we got the mind of Christ, we'll follow in the thoughts of Father God. Praise God. One of the things that was most important with Jesus Christ is he said, I can only do what I see my Father do, and I can only speak what my Father tell me. So if God is telling us to do something, we should be like Jesus. Don't be jumping before our time, but wait on him and let our thoughts be established by Father God, so that when we get out there, we won't make no mistakes. Amen. Praise God. The spirit of doubt will set in, and then we begin to think crazy. So we ask God to move by his spirit, amen, and begin to, amen, cause us to be established in our thoughts more, amen, praise God, in the way as we think thoughts of good things, of lovely things, of things that are, amen, praise God, are pleasant, because those thoughts will keep us in our mind in perfect peace. But when we go to thinking about, you know, oh, it ain't going to work and I ain't going to win in this court case, or I'm not going to get my big mega church, or I'm not going to get a new car, or my children are not going to ever get off of drugs, being all that is induced by Satan, and what he's doing is trying to bring those thoughts to pass. Amen. The Bible let us know in the I think it's the 5th or 6th chapter of Genesis, where, amen, praise God, the imagination of the thoughts, amen, were wicked all the time. And so God seen that in mankind, and he began to do a new thing, amen, praise God. Instead of killing us out, he began to work with us. The Lord is good unto them that wait upon him, praise God. So, amen, praise God, he began to work on those images, amen, praise God, that the enemy would bring and cause us to think negative thoughts. And one of the things that the Bible let us know, and I'm paraphrasing everything today, amen, is that when you think a thought, kill it right then. Don't let it begin to live. As soon as it come up, kill it, because it's not your thoughts. Satan planting that negative stuff in you so that you won't be fruitful like you should. You'll end up being depressed all the time and thinking bad about everybody and always wanting to point the finger when, no, it's not the people, it's Satan. And so we just gonna ask God to move by his spirit and begin to touch our lives, amen, so these thoughts, amen, can be regulated, amen, praise God. My God, we just praise you right now, Father God, and we give you glory, all honor and all the praise. We praise you for your work. We praise you for your power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. That's in Genesis chapter 6. Amen. Praise God. For the imagination, amen, praise God, and the thoughts, amen, praise God, were always evil. So we just praise God. Amen, for bringing in his precious Holy Spirit. And most high God, most sovereign God, we ask you, Lord God, to regulate our thoughts. And whenever we hear, Father God, those negative thoughts, we'll be able to know that they're there. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And they will begin to, amen, see them for what they are and begin to think upon good things and knowing that, God, you are the one that's the author and finished by faith. And we'll give you complete control, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, thank you, Jesus. The imagination, those images that come up, they're images that are sent from Satan, and we bind them in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we cast down those images. Amen. Praise God. Because they paint pictures, Father God, of all kind of wickedness. Amen. When you're not showing us those good things. Amen. So we bind up lust spirits, lying spirits, all manner of controlling spirits, seducing spirits, beguiling spirits. Amen. Witchcraft spirits, vexation spirits. All manner of demonic oppression, because we know that the Father above does not, amen, praise God, bring in that negative. He said he wants us to have an expected end. So, Father God, amen, praise God, as you, amen, our soul prosper, amen, praise God, you know, amen, praise God, we asking that you would allow us to have an expected end. Father God, we ask you to touch right now and strengthen in the name of Jesus where we've been weak and torn down by various people, amen, in the ministry. Various people that are lay people that are in the churches that don't know the will of you, Father God. We ask you, Lord God, to strengthen us and allow us a chance to forgive them, forget, and go on. Amen. Because what they did, they only set us up for a blessing. We must go through things, Father God, but at that same time, you are going to deliver us out. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had a testimony. Amen. Praise God. And they knew that, amen, through obedience they would receive, Father God, amen, praise God, a blessing. So I'm asking you to bless your people today. Continue to strengthen them today. Continue to allow them a chance, praise God, to grow up, amen, praise God. For sometimes, Lord God, our thoughts will keep us in that baby position where we are always talking, Father God, and acting with attitude. Father God, change our attitude, because our attitude brings us into an aptitude, amen, whether, amen, praise God. Amen. We understand what's going on, but if we keep the positive way, amen, we are going to develop and be more strengthened, amen, be more courageous, be more, amen, praise God, a blessing to the body of Christ, because we now have the attitude, amen, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that speak against us, we will be able to condemn it. So, Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to bless us in that area. Let Psalms 21, amen, Psalms 23, Psalms 91, Psalms 27, Psalms 35 and 37, amen, praise God, and Psalm 1, amen, be upon us today, God, that we might be able to stand forth, not allowing the thoughts to rule our life, but allowing you, amen, to come in and strengthen us where we're weak. Lord God, amen, in the name of Jesus. One of the things, Father God, we know that your son, Jesus Christ, never thought anything while he was being persecuted, amen, beaten, amen, praise God, and placed up on the cross. For if he had a thought of thing, amen, praise God, in the realm, he would have altered the whole course of our life. So, Father God, I'm asking you, Lord God, don't let us alter, amen, the course of our lives through our thoughts and the negativity that the enemy brings. But, Father God, I ask you to strengthen us. Amen. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. The Lord, amen, is a righteous God. Praise God. You are a holy God. Amen. Praise God. And we know that, God, every good and perfect gift comes from you. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, don't let us be afraid, amen, even in our weakest hour, and begin to think negative thoughts, but let us begin to think the pleasant things that are of you. For you said in your word, your thoughts are not our thoughts, amen, and your ways are not our ways, praise God. And so we ask you, Lord God, to let us, amen, begin to make ourselves subject to your will. Through your thoughts, amen, praise God, we will prosper and begin to see, amen, changes, amen, praise God. For there is, amen, a change that's coming, and, amen, there is a glory. Amen, thank you, Jesus. So, God, we ask you, amen, to allow us to a chance to, amen, glorify you in the earth realm. And I give you all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen.